Now, we talk often about the horrible reality of how carefully we have to live in South Africa, particularly as women, how carefully we have to constantly be assessing where we might be in danger, how we must navigate spaces in public, how we must manage our interactions with people to try and minimize the risk of being attacked. I mean, it's a terrible way to live. But sadly, we know that this includes spaces like our own homes, because let's not forget what the rape crisis and the like tell us every time we speak to them, that the majority of rapists are not random strangers emerging from a dark alley. They are people we know, often people we know well and trust. They are people with whom we have a genuine reason to be interacting. And there is a case before the courts this week that reminds us of that reality once again, because this survivor was attacked in her own home, allegedly by the man who was paid to deliver her dinner. This incident occurred on Friday evening in Wynberg. A 26-year-old woman, she'd placed an order through Mr. Delivery, and expecting the driver, he duly arrived to drop off her order. The irony here is that she was actually really careful when she let him in. She made sure to lock the security gate behind him to make sure that nobody could take advantage of an open door and slip in behind him. What she didn't bank on was that she had just let the would-be assailant into her home, and that man attempted to rape her. Now, she was able to fight him off, get herself into a room that she could lock, call a family member for help, and family members then contacted police and contacted Mr. Delivery to try and trace the man, which has happened. We spoke to police just before coming to air. They weren't prepared to come on air with us, but they did confirm that the 43-year-old suspect has appeared in court. He is in prison, in Polesmoor Prison. He's been remanded there until his next court appearance next week, where he will appear before a bail hearing. And he is at least behind bars. I can tell you, too, that we invited Mr. Delivery themselves to join us on the show, but they opted rather to send us a written statement from their CEO, Devon Sinclair. So let me share that with you. Mr. D. Food is deeply concerned about the incident that occurred involving one of our customers during the course of a delivery on the evening of the 5th of July. We take this matter very seriously and strongly condemn any act of crime or violence. As soon as we were alerted to the incident, action was taken and the driver was immediately suspended by the franchisee. A thorough internal investigation was conducted that led to the immediate termination of the driver's contract and the driver being handed over to the South African Police Service. He was arrested on the 8th of July. We remain in contact with the family involved and have offered our continued support. We continue to work closely with SAPS on this matter and are providing all necessary information to assist with their investigation. We would like to assure our customers that we have zero tolerance for any criminal activity and their safety remains our priority. How do you handle security around deliveries? I mean, here is somebody that you were planning on having at your property, that you knew was coming, that you could not have foreseen was going to be more than just the driver delivering your food. Zia's already WhatsApped saying, when I use them, they pass the food through the gate. I have never opened the gate when my husband isn't home. It's just too risky. Do you take the same approach as Zia, that you ask somebody to pass things over the fence or over the gate if you're lucky enough to have a gate? What about if you live in a communal setting, in an apartment building or a complex where you are to some degree at the mercy of neighbours exercising proper security in terms of gate control? I hate the thought that we have to treat every person who comes to our gate as a potential assailant. Is that what we now have to do? I mean, the level of insulting mistrust that poses to the average, well-intended, well-meaning, hard-working Mr. Delivery driver is awful to contemplate. But is that what it's come to? I'm interested to know how you deal with this if you're in that position, particularly if you're on your own at home and somebody arrives to deliver a parcel or medication or a food order. What do you do to help make that situation safer for yourself? And have you ever found yourself in a situation where you didn't feel safe, where your instinct told you something was off? What did you do? Did you suppress that instinct? And I'm asking that because all too often we do it, and we do it to our own detriment because we've been socialized to be nice and to be polite and to be kind. And sometimes when that little feeling in your gut is telling you something's not right here, we convince ourselves to ignore it or to downplay it when we actually shouldn't. I'm interested in hearing your thoughts on how you deal with this issue of keeping safe in a situation which is predictable, or should be predictable, where the person is expected at your home. What more can you do? Let us know your thoughts. A call to 021-446-0567 and a voice note to 072-567-1567.